Don't Cage Dissent. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The bulwark against tyranny is dissent. Open opposition, the right to challenge those in power, is a mainstay of any healthy democracy. The Democratic and Republican conventions will test the commitment of the two dominant U.S. political parties to the cherished tradition of dissent. Things aren't looking good. Denver's CBS 4 News just reported the city is planning on jailing arrested Democratic convention protesters at a warehouse with barbed wire top cages and signs warning of the threat of stun gun use. Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled that a designated protest area is legal, despite claims that protesters will be too far from the Democratic delegates to be heard. The full spectrum of police and military will also be on hand at the Democratic convention in Denver, many of these units coordinated by a fusion center. These centers are springing up around the country as an outgrowth of the post-9/11 national security system. Aaron Rosa of the online Colorado Independent recently published a report on the Denver Fusion Center, which will be sharing information with the U.S. Secret Service, the FBI, and the U.S. Northern Command.
Basically, they're centers meant to facilitate communications between federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to share information about quote-unquote suspicious activities, which can include taking pictures or taking notes. The definition is very broad.
Civil rights advocates fear the fusion center could enable unwarranted spying on protesters exercising their First Amendment rights at the convention. Documents obtained by Eyewitness Video, a group that documents police abuses and demonstrations, revealed the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency were receiving intelligence about the protests at the 2004 Republican National Convention in New York City. The growing problem is that legal peaceful protesters are ending up on federal databases and watch lists with scant legal oversight. Former FBI agent Mike German is now a National Security Policy Counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union.
This information is being directly, you know, created in a way so it's accessible by these intelligence agencies. And, you know, part of the problem is that it's unclear what the rules are. And, you know, when you see something like the CIA participating on these panels and the military involved, it's unclear who's actually in charge. And that's really a large part of the problem that we're seeing as these things are moving forward.
Maryland State Police were recently exposed infiltrating groups like the Baltimore Coalition Against the Death Penalty. German warns about the expansion of police powers.
The Maryland State Police, you know, sort of taking this encouragement from the federal government, expand beyond what normal police function is, beyond normal law enforcement function, and start becoming intelligence collectors against protest groups. And the reports that we obtained from them make clear that there was no indication of any sort of criminal activity, quite the opposite, that they were peaceful at all times. And yet that investigation went on for 14 months, and these reports were uploaded into a federal database. Now, the Department of Homeland Security and the Fusion Center are now claiming they never accessed that information, but it was sitting there in a database that was accessible to them at any time. So really, it's a semantic difference whether they actually did, because they could have. And you know, the problem is when all these agencies are authorized to go out and start collecting this information and putting it in areas where it's accessible by the intelligence community, it's a very dangerous proposition for our democracy.
After Barack Obama became the presumptive Democratic nominee, the protest coalition in Denver splintered, as many were motivated originally by the anticipated nomination of the more hawkish Hillary Clinton. An anarchist group, Unconventional Denver, actually offered to call off its protests if Denver would redirect the $50 million federal grant it's receiving for security to reinvest their police budget toward real community security, new elementary schools, health care for the uninsured, providing clean, renewable energy. Well, the plea has not been answered. Denver, meanwhile, is stocking up on less lethal pepperball rifles and has set aside a space for permitted protesting that some are referring to as the Freedom Cage. In the Twin Cities, on the evening Obama was giving his Democratic acceptance speech in June, the St. Paul Police Department arrested a 50-year-old man peacefully handing out leaflets promoting a September 1st march on the Republican National Convention. After mass arrests at the RNC in Philadelphia in 2000 and roughly 1,800 arrests in New York City in 2004, ACLU Minnesota predicts hundreds will be arrested in St. Paul and is organizing and training 75 lawyers to defend them. For now, the eyes of the world are on the Beijing Olympics. Sports writer Dave Zirin is reporting on the suppression of protests that are occurring there. He has an interesting perspective, as he is a member of the anti-death penalty group infiltrated in Maryland.
Our taxpayer dollars went to pay people to infiltrate and take notes on our meetings, and it's absolutely enraging. And I can only draw two conclusions from it. I mean, the first is that a lot of this Homeland Security funding is an absolute sham, that it's being used to actually crush dissent, not to keep us safer in any real way. I mean, we were talking about farmers markets, for goodness sakes, petitioning, doing tablings. And the second thing I can conclude from this is that we actually posed a real threat in Maryland. We won a moratorium against the death penalty. We'd exposed it as the most racist death row in these United States. And yet still, I think it just made them remarkably nervous because we were making some real headway.
The lack of freedom of speech in China is getting a little attention in the news. But what about the crackdown on dissent here at home? Dissent is essential to the functioning of a democratic society. There's no more important time than now.